The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes, I heard you.
Oh, okay. That's going to be okay. What? Just like the minute you started, it was so okay, and yet there was something wrong with it. And you know what was wrong with it? Mm-hmm. Was that you were too careful. Mm-hmm. You were being... See, one can be too good a student. And if the teacher doesn't really stop you and make it just a little harder for you at the beginning mm-hmm. of the work, then you end up stuck with it at the end. Mm-hmm. So I may as well give you a sense of confusion now. This is what you did, Laurie. You went, the young man said so and so. Yes, he said. Did you see? It was perfect. I mean, you took the breath in, the breath came out, the word was attached. But because it was all, the mind was doing the whole thing, mm-hmm. there was this, you know, quality of carefulness. And in the end, what you do is you do everything wrong. Mm-hmm. As the mind is doing everything right, the body is doing everything wrong. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Mm-hmm. Terrific. So, what we have to do is, how the heck do we do what the teacher is asking? It took me years to figure that out. How do I do all the things I'm told to do without doing them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like asking you to do the impossible.
Yeah.
But it isn't. It isn't asking for the impossible. It's real.
Yeah.
What I think you have to do is remember the sensation. And then, what you have to do is get out of the way to see whether the body can repeat that sensation. Now, let's take other examples.
Okay.
You have a horse, and you're training it for a race, and it's a colt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you teach it to, let's say, quiet down at the box, at the starting place, and then you teach it to move to sort of begin to pace itself, and then you teach it to respond to when the reins are let go, that it goes faster.
Mm-hmm.
You're in control of that horse the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But let's carry it out to the very end. If you were in the race, and the horse didn't do what it finally had learned, you would be doing it all, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Could the horse win the race?
No.
It couldn't. So there's somehow, some way that horse figures out what is required of it. It gets a tap, you know, and it knows what to do. It feels the reins tight,
mm-hmm.
and it knows what to do. It feels the reins slack, and all of those are signals
mm-hmm.
for it. So what I think I'm asking of you, I mean, I'm really trying to figure it out myself. You know, how does the student, how did I do it? How did I finally do it? I'm asking you to have a memory of physical signals
mm-hmm.
and to sort of let one signal connect up with another physical signal, connecting up with another physical signal. Okay, that's what I think is what we're really asking of you. Because we're not asking for you to make sense. We're not asking for you to relate this to your emotional commitment. We're asking for nothing like that. We're really asking for a physical sense of reading a sentence. So let's see, what is the physical memory that we're asking? The first was how the air comes into the body.
Right?
The breath. Yeah, how the breath came into the body. You
the
remember.
Tongue, allowing the tongue
it
to
was,
be loose.
Yeah, all right, tell me. The tongue. Tongue loose.
Uh-huh.
And the air sort of moved over the mouth, because when we read, we don't breathe in through the nose. We take it in from the mouth,
mm-hmm.
right? Got it. Like so.
Uh-huh.
And the air sort of comes in somehow,
mm-hmm.
right? And it drops down. This is all biological, isn't it?
Right.
So I'm asking, see, so that when I say to you, don't put your mind into it, the mind had to begin it,
mm-hmm.
because it had to analyze it. My mind had to analyze what was going on in order to tell you
mm-hmm.
what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind had to hear me.
Yeah.
Once it heard me, that's the next big step, is to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So think of yourself as a horse, and let's just
okay.
carry that further. You gave the horse the signal. You said to the horse, okay, now let the air go down and let it come up, and the young man. See, and you told the horse that. Now when the horse knows it, why don't you stop telling it?
Mm-hmm.
And then let this, the young man, did you see the difference in tone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the body, the horse took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try that first thing.
Okay.
Let the horse take over that first three words, the young man.
The young man.
Try it once again.
The young man.
Okay, now I'm going to do this. When I put my hand on your forehead, you let your body do it, okay? Ready?
The young man.
You see how long it took? You see?
I have to breathe, don't I?
Yes, but it took too long. You went, pa-cha-da-da. No. Look, the young man. You see how the breath came?
Uh-huh.
Real fast. Let the breath come and go. Really.
The young man.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That's when your teacher is really trying to teach you, right?
Oh, I'll do it right in both.
I will try it once more. I'll
okay.
Put my hand here.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
The young man.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see, that's what I want.
Yeah.
No, let more breath come and more breath. Oh. Yeah, okay. All right, so when I do it,
mm-hmm.
you let the breath in. Now you don't have to kill yourself, right? Because you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The young man.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's letting the body do it.
Yeah.
That's letting the horse run alone.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'd like you to do this. Go the young man and then breathe again and say yes, yes. Just yes.
The young man. Yes, yes.
Good. Did the body do it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we figured out how to explain that. Is that a...
See it without straining.
Yeah. Oh, of course. We went over this last.
I know.
Last little
eyebrows go berserk when I try to read without them. Okay. Shall I go on?
No. Begin there.
The young man, motionless in front of his image, laughed softly to himself. Yes, yes, I heard you. I know so well you're terrified. I'll make off with it. No, I'm not. But if I did offer to you, you're quite capable of taking it. He ran to the bed and bounded into it. You bet I am. I rise above the conventions. Personally, I think it's idiotic for a man to allow a woman to give him a single pearl for a tie pin.
Okay.
Or
let's stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming along?
It feels pretty good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's a lot of bumps. And,
that's right. And there's
attacks.
A real voice, and there's
mm-hmm.
a freedom into it. Now, there was one sentence that we want to get at. The word with terrified in it, what is that sentence?
I know so well you're terrified, I'll make off with it.
Yeah. All right, let's really deal with that sentence.
Okay.
That was a new sentence. You hadn't really done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of old habits went into that new sentence.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. One was that you recited it
mm-hmm.
instead of saying the words.
Yeah, I didn't start saying it until the next page.
Yeah, all right, good. Good girl. Yes, you could even feel it. I mean, it's actually a physical difference in the mouth when you say it and not recite it.
Yeah, it really is.
It's interesting.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, also what happened was that on the word terrified, the R took over and the vowel got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was terrified here, terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So you were shortchanging, you were giving me a Western R and a Western S sound, terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was because you didn't take your time, and you didn't allow the tongue to be loose. You didn't just gently say the R. Let the R, see, for you with your R sounds, that's what we'll do next week, by the way, I mean for homework this week. We'll work on the R's. Let me finish and then I'll talk to you about R. Okay, so the word terrified, fell back into Western tightness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons the whole sentence fell back into a Western sound and reciting was that, give me the sentence again,
I know so well you're terrified, I'll make
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. See, I believe this, Laurie. I believe that if we really let the vowels take over as we do in singing, and let the vowels take their shape with a loose tongue. We can't really in our minds go into reciting. The reciting and a tight tongue go together.
The I know so well, it's way back there. I know.
Exactly.
And then your nose is back there too.
Good.
I know the whole thing ends up back in the back of the throat.
Yes. See, so what happens is this. Then when it's in the back of the throat, what you then try to do is compensate for it, and you somehow try to fix it up as you go along. Mm-hmm. And in fixing it up, you make it arch. You make it artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what you were doing with the spine.
Mm-hmm.
When you were getting up, remember how stiff the spine was?
Mm-hmm.
And you were somehow trying to make it give it a light feeling,
mm-hmm.
because it felt so tight.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how one thing leads to another, and now we're beginning to understand why some of your acting is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in a sense, it's fake sometimes. We don't have to look into the middle of your mind, you know, to find out, you know, what you ate when you were 3 years old. No, all we have to do is say, gee, if she releases the sound, the vowel, if she gets the vowel shape, gets that moving it towards the front, if the tongue is free, if that allows the breath to move over, then wouldn't the words come out, even though they have no expression, I know very well why you are terrified. I know very well why that. I know very well why you're terrified. Hear it? Yeah.
It's okay. Not that bad, is it?
Yes. Yes. It is. It is when it slips back into that old sound.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, let's go back just to that sentence, and do it now as an exercise. It goes like this: the R is in the front. I know very well why you're terrified. All I'm doing is letting the tongue alone.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
I know very well why. Is that right?
No.
I know so well.
Uh-huh.
I know so well why you're terrified.
That's better. The R. Now let's go to the R.
Terrified.
Who's the teacher, if you please? I like that. I like to terrify you that way. And that's what I want. I want you to blush and apologize. Or else I'll, you know, your head is banging.
Forgive me, madame.
That's right. Let's go to the R. I like to think of the R in the middle of a word as merely the bridge between two vowels. Now, if we say terror, that's really good. Terror, far, right? Just we'll use the word te and fide. Okay? Say te.
Te.
Fide.
Fide.
Now, think of the R as only a place that gets you over to the last vowel very quickly. I'll do it first. Terrified.
Mm-hmm. Terrified.
Good girl. That's it.
Yeah.
Did you feel how light that was?
Yeah, and it still sounds like an R.
It's an R, but
terrifying.
That's it. It's a transition. And that's just one of the ways that I worked it out, and it works. It's just something I made up. But it's lovely. It's just a little in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the two sides of the seesaw, and it's that little thing in the middle. Mm-hmm. Terrified. Mm-hmm. Do it once again. Tear.
Tear.
Fide.
Terrified.
Good. That was a little too tight, didn't you feel it? Yes, but so slowly as you practice this, go to the vowel te, fide, and then see the R in between, terrified,
mm-hmm.
and be sure that the tongue is loose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Te, fide, terrified.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. For homework,
uh-huh.
all right, I would like a list of words with the R in the middle. Let's see, do I want the others? Let's just take those words, and then next week I will take them with the R in the front, and the week after with the R at the end. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's that column to begin with. Good. Now, before we go on, could you give me the list of the air sounds? Did you make out a list of words or?
Oh, I didn't make a list. I made a sentence.
Oh, good. Fine.
I just wrote on it.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
It's got a whole bunch of things in it.
girl. Good student. Say it.
Okay. I know we need to get going, but if you just wait a minute, if you just wait a few minutes, I will be ready.
To get going. That get isn't wide enough, isn't a good enough sound. I know we need to get going. You said to get, it's almost get again. Do it again.
I know we need to get going, but if you just wait a minute, I will be ready.
That's fine. Do that again.
Okay. I know we need to get going, but if you just wait a minute, I will be ready.
What I don't like about it is, one, I think you're trying too hard to do something quite simple. That's one thing.
I'm trying to get the darn vowels right.
I know. Darn vowels. But you're working too hard, and in working too hard, what you're doing is giving me an unnecessary precision. You're mm-hmm. saying, I know we need to get ready, and uh-huh. that's not the way we're working.
Yeah.
So really what I want is this. Look, I'm going to let my tongue loose, uh-huh. and I'm going to say, I know we need to get ready to get going, but if you wait just a few minutes, I will be ready.
Uh-huh.
See, I really am not interfering with it.
Okay.
Try it now.
I know we need to get going, but if you just wait a few minutes, I will be ready.
Let me hear the word to get.
To get.
Ready.
Ready.
To get.
To get.
Ready.
Ready.
To get going.
To get going.
Don't be, you got careful.
Uh-huh.
See, so what you've done, Lori, is, isn't that funny? You're such, you're a brave, really you're a marvelous, brave, courageous girl, and you can really do things that other people can't do. You take auditions, you get parts, you get yourself up on the stage, you really do all that. You've got guts, you know? And yet, you've got it into your head that this little sound, get, is hard. So, isn't that funny?
It is.
And it isn't hard, it's just that you need to drill.
Uh-huh.
That's all. So I want you not to build up a little thing about this sound.
Okay.
Okay? Because what it does is tighten all the other sounds around it. So
yeah.
Actually,
that's a hard sentence.
I think,
because
yes.
It's got a lot of D's and T's in it, too. And when I thought of it and wrote it out, I thought, well, this will be great. This will
get
attack
you,
everything.
Yes, but I think
what
we're not
I've done
gonna
is
do
I've attacked too much at once.
I think so. Exactly. So what I was
good old green.
What I'm going to do is I was just going to do that. I was going to say, let's just work on to get ready, to get ready.
Uh-huh.
Just those three. Let me hear it now.
To get ready.
Yes, but now I want to do it without effort.
Oh, okay. To get ready.
That's what I want. And then for next week, Lori, let's not work with sentences yet.
okay.
I would like a list
okay.
of words. And I would like it that way. Phrases, mm-hmm. to get ready, or I'd like to get going, because that word going is to met. Have you met? Just that much. Have you met?
Uh-huh.
The cat set, the milk was set down.
Mm-hmm.
Set it down. Something like that. Set it
messy.
Down. Huh?
The bed is messy.
The bed is messy. That's what I want.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So that's all we have to think about. Because what happens is something got in the way, and you put too many problems in the
yeah.
sentence for yourself,
yeah.
which you admitted. Okay, that's swell.
Right,
isn't that funny how conscientious we are? You'd think that we would get an A for conscientiousness.
I wanted the hardest sentence I could
I know, of course. I know what you're saying. When I was studying Chinese, I was in an airplane trying to do phrases like around the corner, or the house in front of the barn, around the, or in front of. These were very difficult concepts in Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher had said to me, now just work on these simple ones. Not me. on the airplane. I had 5 hours, right? So I worked at the house which was in front of the barn, which was behind the other house, down from the road, along the well. And so I made myself do it. And after a while, what happens is that you dry up because you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is really, in a way, what you did for yourself. We all do it. And I think it really just takes correction because, if you didn't do it, I might say to you, "Oh gosh, honey, you're a grown girl, you know, write out a sentence, you see."
Yeah.
I mean, I might just as well. And I'd say, "Well, why did you choose such an easy one? Take a harder one."
Yeah.
But the point is, we have to find out that you're still not comfortable
mm-hmm.
with that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we had to go back. It would have been perfectly fine to have done that sentence if it had, you know, if I found no self-consciousness
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a lot of drill work for next week.
Yeah.
Now I'll go back. But before you pick up the book, let's try this sentence. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Breathe. A world cruise. Breathe. The passengers were very rich. I would like you to do that just to see whether the tongue can sustain its lightness through three portions
mm-hmm.
of a sentence, and with the breath rhythmically being taken and released.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that when you breathe in, that breath must be given back out. So when you say a world cruise, you can't lock the breath in here and then breathe in again. It has to go a world cruise. That breath went back out again
mm-hmm.
so that it can come back in again.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing is if my fingers represent my rib cage, I'm going to take a breath. Now don't let it stay there. This has to move in and move out and move in and move out. When it does, it means the breath is being tugged. See what you can do. Uncross your legs.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise. The passengers are very rich.
That's pretty good. I'd like you to do it again.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean, a world cruise. The passengers are very rich.
Now I would like you to say it, addressing me. It would be as though I said to you, Laurie, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, a world cruise. The passengers were very rich, Laurie. Okay? I want you to make it real. Address me when you say it. Really tell it to me. Use my name.
Beatrice.
You see what happened?
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. I forgot.
Yes.
It.
Yes, you did. And that's the answer. So that you see how hard you're working at something that you really do know?
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so what's happening, Laurie, is that you're marvelous. You're
falling apart.
Well, are you? What's the week been like for you?
I had a big audition on Monday.
Yeah.
And I did really well on it, so I'm
good.
Hoping to hear from them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you about it maybe later.
Yeah, good.
Uh-huh. Session. And then just a regular week, but my regular week is kind of clockwork because I'm in two workshops.
Yeah.
Valley, not UCLA.
Oh yes, that's a lot. Yes,
so,
that's a lot.
But you know that shouldn't be bothering.
No. Well, and the smog is a little bit. Is the smog at all? Do you feel the smog bothering
no,
you?
No, not really.
That's
it's,
good.
It's not too bad because I only feel it, you know, when I come out here to Hollywood and the valley.
Yeah.
But
uh-huh. All right. Swell. Then let's say that this. But this isn't one of those weeks, you know, you've had
yeah.
a couple of really heavy weeks where you're wondering about career and fighting
yeah.
with Steve, and it isn't one of those.
No.
And you're not in performance, you're in the pleasure of doing well at auditions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that there are no personal, emotional
right.
things happening,
mm-hmm.
which is swell. So what's happening is this, I'm reminded of two lessons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that we're sort of doing the tapes, we can even go back to it, when you said, Oh, I really understand about the breath, between what you had learned with me in class and what Marion had said to you, and it was like, you know, sound came out of you such as sound has never been in your life before, and it was thrilling. And then I gave you a long talk, didn't I?
Yeah.
About don't take it too seriously, don't want it, don't grab at it, don't want to do it so right, because you really felt so as though you were moved ahead in your career. You know, you really thought this is it. Don't you think a little bit of that may have happened, Laurie?
Yeah.
That, in a very subtle way, having had a sense of what that could do for you,
mm-hmm.
and how good it felt to have that sound, you very, very quietly did your lessons as well as you could.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as you could, I don't know why it's this way, but it is this way. As well as you could is not the whole answer.
Mm-hmm.
So that what you've done now in the last two lessons is everything has been a little bit more difficult
mm-hmm.
than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those delicate lessons that we have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you will remember as we work this way, you know, the next time it happens, you'll say, uh-oh, I know, wait a minute, Laurie, and you'll say to yourself, Laurie, I know what's happened. I love what I just did, but it's not mine to have. I cannot hold on to it. I cannot want it. I cannot own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you'll cry because you'll say, but I want it so much. Mm-hmm. And the other voice will say, but it's just got to be there or else it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Then one voice will say, well, how can it be there unless I put it there? And the voice will say, no. The full cycle
mm-hmm.
of that knowledge of that achievement is to find a way for it to happen without making it happen.
Yeah.
I'm maddening, really. So this is what you're learning. I think this is why this lesson...
I think also I'm getting a lot of positive responses from a lot of people on like how I'm sounding and how I'm doing and things. And subconsciously maybe that I don't know how to handle it yet.
Good.
You know, kind of like accepting it, but yet on the other hand, knowing that I'm still a student,
student
level, and allowing myself to expand and grow, but yet, you know, not getting in the way of myself.
Good
girl.
That's really, you've got it. Yeah. Exactly. So I think, I mean, if we could dare to say, when we get, before we are, I think for the rest of our lives, I mean, if we get too many compliments, we'll worry that we're not really good enough, or that the next,
mm-hmm.
The next opera we sing won't be as good as the one before. You know, that's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what happened is that as you were getting wonderful comments from people that you hadn't gotten before, suddenly a little voice somewhere down inside that body said, oh, I have to earn what they said. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe that I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I know what I'll do. I'll just work harder.
Mm-hmm.
To make that real.
I have to come up to that. You know?
I have to come up to that. Or wouldn't it be wonderful to be that?
Yeah.
Or maybe there is. Maybe I can be that.
Yeah.
That much, I think, yes, I think we have to know it. We know we're going to think that because it's human and given the way we've been trained. I mean, after all, we're not born in a Zen Buddhist monastery. You know, you're Laurie and you're, you know, and I'm Beatrice and we're born with parents who say, no, when are you going to produce? You know, when are you going to be something? You see?
Yeah.
So, you see?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
What we will always, our first impulse will always be, oh, I got to work to make that right. But the thing that we've learned alongside of that is, See, let yourself think that,
mm-hmm.
and then think another thought after that. No, wait a minute. I can't make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
If they compliment me, it's not anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just going to go along, yes or no, it's all the same to me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be good. It's not going to be bad. It's just going to be ongoing. And in a way, you think, oh gee, there are no, what are the jollies, you know, where do I get my kicks from? You get your kicks from this ongoing physical sensation of free feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what becomes thrilling to you, not the compliment and then the trying to live up to the compliment. I believe.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that kind of is like a relief.
Good girl. So it's almost worth coming today just to clear that up.
Yeah.
Because I think that that was happening to you.
Yeah.
It just got lodged in there and it was going to spoil all the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't hate yourself. Only recognize when your response is the old-fashioned, this is good and that's lousy. So you just say, I recognize it, and then let them float away and go that middle path.
I like that image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I think that will make the work, the sentence was good, Lori, have a little freer tongue. The sentence is fine, connected to thought.
Mm-hmm.
The sentence is well connected to thought, but what are you thinking? I mean,
mm-hmm.
see, as we move into
mm-hmm.
a character.
Mm-hmm.
But you see how it would be the same thing. We'll just add more questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still physical.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's take Beatrice, the ship sailed into, and just tell it to me, and why don't I be the judge of whether it's right or wrong? See, and let me then make delicate suggestions
mm-hmm.
and let you just sort of put your mind on that last circle and just kind of physically respond to what I say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. Just tell me, just talk to me.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich.
Okay, that's fine, and that's really what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to make a tiny few corrections based on that, and just sort of follow them one after the other. I want you to let the air, you see, in doing it, real. Real meant jumping back. So this is how learning takes a long time to learn all this. Real meant, really talking to me, meant jumping back to the time when you didn't take a breath
mm-hmm.
before
yeah.
you spoke. So let's begin with that. Let's say that real this time will include taking a breath, and I will do it first. Lori, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, a world cruise. The passengers were very rich, Lori. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Beatrice, the ship sailed on the Mediterranean, a world cruise. The passengers were very rich, Beatrice.
Okay, and now I would like us to do it so much faster that we can't be too deliberate about it. So I will go. Lori, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Lori.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich.
Okay, that's all right. Yes. Now let's cut out one breath.
Okay.
Don't take a breath between a world cruise and the passengers. When we do it fast, we really don't need it.
Okay.
Alright? So I'm going to do it again. It's, Lori, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Lori.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Beatrice.
That's what I want.
Yeah, the last part was
okay. Okay. Now we're going to do it again, and this time, let the breath come more fully into the body.
Okay.
So it's like this. I'd like you to imagine it coming. It's really like in singing, you know, when you have a little space and you've got to take a big breath. So it's this. Watch my hand. Lori, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Lori. Did you feel I was really taking those breaths? But I didn't slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Take them.
Beatrice, the passengers...
That's all right, but I don't think you took the breath.
Uh-huh.
I think the breath got caught, did it?
Uh-huh.
See,
yeah.
So you have to let that breath come down and still get it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, Lori, you have to take the time to let the breath down and back to meet the word.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to get it all done in a half a second instead of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So feel your own body finding a quicker pace.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Beatrice.
Okay, so you went... Beatrice, the ship, so you didn't take... Beatrice, the ship sailed. Beatrice, the ship sailed. No, I want a breath between Beatrice and the ship.
Okay.
Yeah. See, you're panicking. But good, play with panic and see how you can do it.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise. The passengers were very rich.
That's more like it. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't do it with your hand.
Okay.
But see whether you can let the breath do that. Go ahead, do it again.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise. The passengers were very rich, Beatrice.
I don't mind your stumbling, because that's good. It means that you're really trying physically to do it fast.
Mm-hmm.
Swell, the stumble doesn't bother me right now. I would like you to do it a little less fast, a little more comfortably,
mm-hmm.
but do the same thing.
Beatrice.
No, stop. You know why? Because when you went to do it, watch what you did with your body. You went, you prepared. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to. Just breathe.
Okay.
No, you don't have to do that either. You don't have to put your arms on the arm of the chair. It's as though you're thinking that you have to somehow be relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And this doesn't necessarily relax you.
Yeah.
Relax means, you see what you just did again? You did this with your elbows?
Yeah.
Yes, so those are little rebellions.
Uh-huh.
Something in you is rebelling.
Uh-huh.
It's saying, what are you asking me to do? And, you know, what you really feel like saying is, Elizabeth Beatrice, will you please leave me alone?
I said, it's let me breathe.
Let me breathe, exactly. So I am going to let you breathe.
Physically.
Yeah. I'm going to let you breathe this
uh-huh.
time. And I'm going to let you breathe at your own pace. What we're hoping is that the mind won't interfere
mm-hmm.
and that you can be physically very comfortable and yet let the body and the mouth say it because the tongue already knows what the hell you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now say it and see what happens. I'll correct you again.
Beatrice, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise. The passengers were very rich, Beatrice.
Okay. What I feel is a tightness there, and I feel great discomfort in your taking the breath.
Uh-huh.
I feel that it's all happening like this. So this is what you did to me. You went like this. Oh, I know an exercise we'll do just in a minute. You went here, shallow. Beatrice, the something ships out into the Mediterranean. A world cruise, the passengers were very rich, Beatrice. You know, and so you used expression.
Mm-hmm.
Beatrice, the passengers were very rich, Beatrice. You used expression in order to make up for the fact that you really felt lousy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's something we have to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We have to recognize, I know what I'm doing now. That's when the wrists go artificial or the expression becomes... So in a way we're having an acting lesson,
mm-hmm.
you know, right
mm-hmm.
now. When you don't feel good, you try to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you make up for it is by being very arch. Beatrice, the ship sailed very nicely. Or the young man said, give that to me, you're terrified. All of that was artificial
mm-hmm.
elocution.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from not being ready yet in the physical sense to have this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll remember this because I will be able to point back to it and say, Lori, why is that sound there? And then you'll say, something's not working well enough for me. That's why that sound is there.
Mm-hmm.
Now get up. And I would like it to be like a pendulum. And it will be pumping with the thighs. Yeah. But I want it really free, Lori. First, let's do it this way. First, free the body. Yeah. See how much more free that is
mm-hmm.
than what you were just doing with the mm-hmm. pendulum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's try that. Enjoy the body simply moving from side to side, the arms left alone, and say, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, a world cruise, the passengers were very rich. That's all. Breathing.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
Breathe.
A world cruise, the passengers were very rich.
I think you can take a world cruise and then another breath when you're doing this much. Try it.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. A world cruise.
You're too careful, stop. I could even tell in your body that you were manipulating the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the chest and the shoulders began to move the body in a tight sense, the words went, a world cruise. Did you hear it, Lori?
Yeah.
Yes. So lie down, darling, on the floor and put your feet up on the sofa with your knees all the way. That's good. And really relax. That's right. I think what happened, you relax and I'll talk. I think what happened is that we're sort of discovering a lot of things today. And it's almost as though the lesson is more at this point than you can take. You know, the mind is, so let's just relax. Let's know that they, you know, geniuses say that if you've been taught something and you take a little nap directly after that lesson, when you wake up, you will know that lesson without ever having studied it. The body sort of, the body and the mind take care of it. And, you know, the brain puts it somewhere and the body puts it somewhere. So all we're doing right now is just forgetting it. Who needs it? And the breath wants to find its way. That's it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes. What has happened is that you're on the verge of learning this. You almost know it, but you're not caught up with yourself. You know how they say about a child, well, that child is very bright, and really that child should be skipped out of the sixth grade. But emotionally and socially, the child isn't ready. Isn't that, haven't you heard that often?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's really where you are at this moment in terms of this new discovery. The bright, smart part of you discovers it. You really do know it.
Mm-hmm.
By accident, you felt it one day.
Mm-hmm.
And but emotionally and socially, you're not, you don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking that, you, and I made a mistake also, I mean, I just assumed that you knew this. No, you don't. You know it, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that a wonderful discovery, Lori? Because it explains why it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
What more you need to know. It explains that it has to sort of gently sink down into your body before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And now as I look at you, since you've been lying on the floor, your face is fuller. Your face is rounder.
Mm-hmm.
It's more calm. Good. Get up whenever you feel like it. And don't get up until you feel like it. That's good. That's good because this is what the exercise is about. The exercise is about lying on the floor because you've been given permission to do so until you're ready to get up. Yeah. Okay. Now, Laura, that's good. Now we're just going to start again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A few more minutes. Did we ever talk about letting a movement move, but not manipulating that movement? Did you and I ever discuss that? Did we discuss it in the singers class?
Once we were talking about it, when you had us going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
You told me then that I was manipulating it, controlling it.
Ah,
and,
yeah.
But you didn't really go into too much detail.
Okay. So yes, that's really what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? See, and the interesting thing is this, Lord, if you can learn it in a less important place, for you in terms of your high motivation and your career and your singing in the body, if you can learn what it feels like when you start free and then suddenly you get in there, the mind gets in there and starts to control it. Mm-hmm. If you can sense, I'm doing it now, then you will know what free singing is like and manipulated singing is like. You'll say, I'm doing that thing Marianne told me not to do. So this is, and let's now work with this. Right? So for homework, we have the R's, we have the S's, and I want you to keep on with the breathing, you know, breathe, say a sentence, breathe, and say the next sentence. I want that cyclical, rhythmical thing. But also, I want just this simple movement. And what I want is for you to be able to move, let's say 10 times and then stop, and then 10 times again. And I want you to see whether you can move without insisting that somewhere in that 10 times, the mind gets in the way and starts to move, starts to interfere with the movement. So stand up again. See, because we can't do the other exercise until we know how to do this one. All right, so let's see, what I do, where does my movement begin? You know, we're talking about the horse. You know, we say, well, what is the teacher telling, what is the trainer telling the horse? The trainer is moving the horse's head to this side. Let's say I'm moving my rib cage. So I'm just turning, look, I'm turning this direction, I'm turning in this direction. So put your hands on my rib cage. Yeah, and then look. See? That's the only turn that's happening.
Yeah.
Do you notice what's happening with my arms? They're just moving.
They're just hanging.
They're just hanging there. And because if I kept them straight, I wouldn't be able to. So I turn this way, I turn this way. And what happens is my shoulders and my arms are doing nothing. Now I'd like to see you do that. Just turn to one side and really feel free in the legs. And then just turn. I think your head is getting in the way, Laura. Do you notice you're going to get very dizzy?
I'm going to get dizzy, I already am.
Yes, you see, so that you have no sense. Yeah.
Can we start with something easier?
What's easier than that? Even I can do that exercise. How easy can it be?
Maybe lifting the arm or something like that.
Let's do that. Try the arm.
Maybe like
this, Laura. Look, try the arm like this. So, what happens is it's the same exercise, but I want you to do this rib cage one.
All right.
Because, I mean, why should it be hard? But let's start with the arm. Let's say that the back of the hand, we'll start with it, the back of the hand up will be sort of sent to this, it will be sent back and forth, and in a way it sort of does itself. Try it. It's pretty much doing itself, isn't it? Do 10 of those and see whether you can keep from interfering.
I'm starting to interfere.
You feel it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
Yeah.
Because I feel the muscles start
right
to get tense.
Exactly.
They start to get tense after a while.
That's what happened when you did it, when you did it in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Okay? So I want you to do your exercise. You were right. Start with the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it tenses, stop, because you can't really change it midway, you're not,
right.
You know, free enough. And then begin again. And just say that it'll begin with, you know, this, the hand, and whatever happens to the rest of the arm, you just let it happen. Try it now. Do 10 on each arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what? Let me just.
After a while, I know I'm forcing it to
That's
come back
right.
up. Whereas there's no swing to it. It should automatically just swing up loosely, but I know I'm forcing it to come up.
Let me just check what the problem is. I'm going to do that tension. See, it might be. See, you have so much tension up in here that we discovered last time that you may not be able to let the arm move that many times. You see. So. Yes, did you feel a response right there? Now let me see, I'm going to do it 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I am doing it well. The thing is, that the more I did it, did you notice the looser
your tongue
and the looser the hand got. Mm-hmm.
Or so the more I do it, the tighter it
is. The tighter. See, so there's nothing wrong with a number 10.
Mm-hmm.
There is, your arms are so accustomed to interfering with whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
that in the simplest little back and forth, just say it to yourself, back and forth, go on, do it, back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. We'll keep letting it loose. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Stop. That was a little better.
Yeah,
wasn't
it?
It
helps
to speak out.
Concentrate on keeping something else loose, good. So that I don't concentrate on this.
All right. So for homework, mm-hmm. you will do this arm, the left arm. Mm-hmm. Say back. Then I want you to do rib cage, left, right, and do it 10 times, and do it 15 times, and see whether everything stays out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
And that way, we'll be able to work on the breathing. You know, mm-hmm. see, we were going to free the breath this way, but we're not ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay, dearie.
It's amazing I do as well as I do.
Oh, yes, it is amazing. Well, see, in these few lessons, Lori, we've uncovered so much tension.
Uh-huh.
And once
I don't know if this tension was always there or whether it's something that's creeping up on me as I'm doing more and expecting more out of myself and so on.
I think it was always there. I never knew. I mean, remember how used to act Alice in Wonderland or Pembina,
mm-hmm.
that was physical, bodily tension.
Mm-hmm.
And the expecting more of yourself was the business of everybody has been complimenting me and now I'm trying harder.
Mm-hmm.
That, I believe, belongs in that sphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I think the body tension has always been there,
mm-hmm.
and we've just uncovered it because we've had time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always working on roles,
mm-hmm.
so we've never just gotten to, you know, really working. We're always putting band-aids on everything and pushing you through. Okay. Lori. And the date is 10.
Today's date?
Yeah.
10/9, I think.
10/9, you're right. Uh-huh. 10/9. And the last time you were here was 10/2, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, swell. Now I'm going to put you down for 4:15 next Thursday.
Okay. I have two really good scenes from UCLA. I'm doing Romeo and Juliet duet and The Daughter of the Regiment duet.
Mm-hmm.
First act duet from Donny Regiment.
Now, are we going to have to check those over together? What do you think?
Yes, but not for a while. At least another 3 or 4 weeks before.
Why?
I bring it in.
Why?
Well, because they're in French and I need to get it.
Oh, you have to translate?
Translate. I already have them translated, but I need to work on
Let's talk about that for a moment. My feeling with the girls is to come to. Who the heck was that? We're not. Who did Manon Lescaut on the.
Manon Lescaut.
Okay, she was interviewed
mm-hmm.
Before, and she said, and this is what I believe, she said, oh, but yes, I worked, you know, many times, think for many years before I sing, you see, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking about the character. My feeling is, if you've got the French translated, then now is the time to come to me. Before you start memorizing without understanding or having discussed
mm-hmm.
motivation.
Yeah.
Characterization, everything. See, why get all that stuff into your head and then first have to tack on meaning?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to come while before anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Libretto.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we can stop this, you know,
mm-hmm.
And do the other
mm-hmm.
just to be sure that you get that in.
Okay. All right. So I'll bring it in smooth. Maybe what we could do is like a half hour of these exercises and a half hour of that.
Did you ever notice how we work when we work well?
Yeah.
It takes longer.
Yeah.
It takes at least one lesson for each.
Uh-huh.
But that's why we're kidding ourselves.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, I mean, so you figure it out, but that's the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer to stop this just to get those thoughts in the head.
Okay.
It's hard, I know. Because you want it all, don't you?
Yeah.
I know. That's the darn thing of it. It's, I mean, rightly, you know, one should be able to study all week long.
Yeah.
But that's what.
Okay, I'll do all this stuff on my own. And
yes, you keep working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overwork. Just be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll bring the libretto or the score, you know, whichever.
Uh-huh.
And we will go over the first one.
Yeah.
If, and are you in the first act of both pieces?
First act of The Daughter of the Regiment and the fourth act of Romeo and Juliet. It's the it's the day after her marriage, you know, the night and the morning.
Oh, when she's saying, don't go, love, it was
yeah,
the log
yeah,
and not the
right,
nightingale.
Yes,
but,
yes.
Well, let's take The Daughter of the Regiment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it well, Lori, because
mm-hmm.
whenever we rush, we always end up having to go back. Let's do it thoroughly. It
uh-huh.
will stand you in good stead someday,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the Juliet. And then we'll come back to these.
Mm-hmm.
And if necessary, if they're going to be having rehearsals, take two lessons in 1 week and skip the week after, you know, just to be sure that when you go to rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
you have the right thoughts.
Yeah.
So if you want to take two lessons next week and skip a couple weeks after that, just
mm-hmm.
to be sure that we're starting right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way to go.
Okay.
All right? So think about that. And maybe you'll call me or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be here next week.
You'll be here next week. Well, look, the thing I'm worried about, I want to get both Juliet
mm-hmm.
in and The Daughter of the Regiment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk
the
about...
performances won't be until the first week of December.
No, I'm only concerned about rehearsals. I don't want you to go to the first singing rehearsal
okay.
until you have talked with me. About character. That's what I'm interested in. Well, then we can let go. As long as I know... See, it's singers don't know what I'm talking about. They are so dumb. Look, I don't want you to go to the first singing lesson where you are going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da without having a connection in a very delicate, lightweight way. In which in no way interferes with the technique, you know, and the musical phrasing, but only is understanding. And understanding means taking the script together, talking about it very gently between us, so that when you go to your first rehearsal, you go with the right beginning thoughts. Then we have time to work more closely on it afterwards.
That's what I want, is two
before next week. And if necessary, don't take any after next week in order to make out the budget.
I see, okay.
I know, but that's the way. I mean, since you are coming now,
yeah.
and you know the value, that's why, you know, other singers, I don't like to say it because they don't really know me well enough.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You see.
Okay.
So take another lesson next week.
Well, see, it's next Wednesday, so we have to take two before Wednesday.
Yep, okay. Can you come on Sunday?
At what time?
Well,
Sunday afternoon?
I teach from 5 to 6. You can come from 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Make it 6:15
okay.
to 7:15. Good, so we know we'll get that one in. And then Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday is the next day that I can do it. And that would be 2:30 to 3:30, about 4 o'clock or 4:15. Is that?
No, I already have something at 4 o'clock. I would be here by
6. 6 is fine.
Oh, what am I saying? I have workshop Tuesday.
What,
yeah, in the valley.
At what time?
At 7.
So you...
But I'm somewhere at 4.
4.
So I will be able to get here.
5? No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
I can do it before, like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I have someone from 2:30 to 3:30. Yeah. And I have someone from 1 to 2.
Well, how about a marathon on Sunday?
About another half hour? No,
yeah.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Well, we can try another half hour. Why don't we do that? Or should we try 2 lessons? Should we try 2 hours? Is that a little much? I don't know. Because it only is talking in it. Why don't we try 1.5? Or 2
mm-hmm.
hours, whatever is needed. That's the
okay.
way. So it's 6:15 to 8:15.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah.
And I'm going to read Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Good girl.
I'll have it read before Sunday.
Now
yeah.
please bring your librettos and the scores and everything so we can really see what's there with the translation.
Okay.
Or you have everything translated?
Yeah, they both have an English translation, and my scenes I've already translated literally.
All right.
Into the actual
fine.
Words.
Good, so that we can really go through. For all we know, we may get through Daughter of the Regiment very quickly.
Uh-huh.
You see, who knows? But I certainly know I'm going to read every single word right up to that duet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. All right,
okay.
Let me go answer the phone.